This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. This week, the Women in Comedy Festival in Boston features some big headliners such as Tig Notaro and Wanda Sykes. But most women comics are still at the early phases of their careers, trying to make their mark in a male-dominated field. WBUR arts reporter Maria Garcia this morning explores the local comedy scene with this heads up. Her story contains language that may not be suitable for all listeners.
On a recent Saturday, I sit in the front row of a room at Doyle's Cafe in Jamaica Plain. I'm here for a monthly showcase of local women comics called Boston Comedy Chicks. It's put on by the same producers of the annual Women in Comedy Festival.
I went to this all-girl Catholic high school in Singapore. Anyone else here? A slut?
That's Jocelyn Chia, a corporate lawyer turned comedian. She starred in Comedy Central Asia, and tonight her delivery flows effortlessly. Chia commands the room of about 100 people.
First thing I learned here, you people can't tell Asians apart. Am I right, Asian boy? Yeah. So when I went to the bars with my Asian posse, we could all get in with just one ID. And we used my dad's ID.
Chia's career is taking off. She's won several competitions and has been featured as a guest comedian on Howard Stern's satellite radio channel. Chia's now based in New York, but she earned her chops less than 5 years ago at Boston Open Mics.
God, I'm so glad I started, like, even for a brief period of time in Boston.
Boston serves as a cornerstone in the careers of many successful comics, in part because audiences here have a reputation for being more easygoing, boosting a comic's confidence and routine before they face seemingly tougher audiences in New York City.
The scene here just seems, it's a lot smaller, you don't get as much stage time, but it felt like it was more quality stage time, meaning like you could know when a joke worked, because if a joke would work, they would laugh.
One of the women still honing her skills at Boston shows is Nonye Brown West, a paralegal by day and aspiring comic by night. She's black, and this is a bit she does about her interracial marriage.
Not only did I marry a white, I married a white from Connecticut. Exactly. Thank you. Being married to a white from Connecticut is like being married to the villain from any 80s movie, okay? Like popped collars, rich parents, probably loves Hitler, I don't know, okay? We learn about each other every day, that's marriage.
Brown West tells me Boston's comedy scene has become significantly more inclusive. She says even just a couple years ago, women and people of color felt tokenized on local comedy lineups.
Bookers felt as though they could only book one female and one person of color on a show. It was a one of us at a time type of vibe that we were getting. And it wasn't even just a vibe because you could see it on paper.
Brown West says constant advocacy from the producers of the Women in Comedy Festival, plus the Me Too movement, have created more space for women.
Women, female producers paying attention to intersectionality in their booking as an example. And then there were a lot of male bookers paying attention to that after a while as well.
That's the perfect phrase for it. People are paying attention to women now. At least it appears that way. Executives from HBO, NBC, and other major networks will be scouting talent at this weekend's festival. Michelle Barbera, one of the founders of the Women in Comedy Festival, says increased visibility means women have a better chance to make it as a comic.
They also need a way to demystify the whole process of becoming successful and a working comedian. And I think that one thing that happened where men were so dominant is that there was a boys' club, and they would kind of explain and mentor each other.
Back at Boston Comedy Chicks, Jocelyn Chia still rules the room.
As a singer, before I moved here to America for college, I went to Indiana. Anyone else here suck at life choices?
As the audience laughs, I realize no one sees her as a rarity or a representative for all women. She's just another really talented comedian. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.